Welcome back to the Legislative Update Program on 96.5 and 100.9 WHBO. We're now joined by Representative Walker Thomas, who's on the phone as well as Representative Lynn Beckler. And, of course, in the studio with us today, Senator Whitney Westfield, Senator Stan Humphries, and Representative Myron Dossett. And we spent last portion of the program talking about coronavirus, and we'll move to the state budget. State budget, I think, is obviously the other big thing going on with the General Assembly. Senators, you guys were in Frankfort yesterday late working on this, and I'll turn it over to whoever wants to talk and tell us about what's going on with Senator Humphries, what's going on with the state budget now.
Well, Alan, you're exactly right. We received the House version end of last week and got it into the Senate. We've been working early and late on our version. As you know, Alan, the way this thing works is the House gets the first crack at it. They'll mm-hmm. do what they feel is best for the Commonwealth and the days they have it, and they'll pass it on to the Senate. The Senate now has it, and we're doing the same thing. Unfortunately, it's a lengthy process, and of course, time is not on our side at this point, mm-hmm. trying to get it done. And so we've been pulling a lot of early hours and late hours and trying to find a path forward. What we really do, Alan, is we give our best version, and we will ultimately pass it off the floor. I think we'll probably get a chance to pass it off the Senate floor this week. That will ultimately wind up with some differences between the Senate and the House version. That brings on a conference committee, and we will try to hash out the differences there. There'll be some give and take, as it always is in the budget. And some of the things that you've heard about in the news that were either taken out or put in, those probably will be altered at some level. Some things won't change. Mm-hmm. So that's what we're going to be doing the next few days. What I would like to see, some of the things that have stuck out that I've had a lot of calls about and certainly would like to see placed back in is some funding, state allocation that goes toward libraries. Some of the libraries that I represent do not have special districts, and therefore they're receiving 80 to 100% of their budget comes directly from state aid, state funding. Mm-hmm. So, and not huge amounts either. I mean, but they would ultimately more than likely in this day and time with the population shift and all things that are taking place in some of the counties they represent, those may go away. So we want to see that. I would like to see that put back in there. I think we need to include additional funding for preschool education. We know that's a very critical time period of starting off the education correctly. And, you know, things are tight, but I think we're going to find some ways to maybe get that done. I would like to see our, as far as education goes, I would like to see our SEEK dollars increase as well. I think a lot of things can be done with additional SEEK revenue in our school system, and maybe let the locals make those decisions. Make, you know, what packages are work, what strands of education are working best in particular areas. You know, we all statewide, they all take the same test. So, what do you think your students would be well versed into and better into to get to that point? Post-secondary education. I'm one of the senators who luckily has a regional university in my district. And so I would like to see, we've had lots of cuts in the last several years. And one of the, you know, post-secondary has been right there and has suffered through, and they have made the cuts. And so I would like to see them, if at all possible, rewarded with a little bit of additional funding so they don't continue to mm-hmm. cut, unfortunately, good programs out of existence in some of these universities. So those are some things that we're working through. Sure. We haven't got to the transportation portion yet. Mm-hmm. We are still trying to hash out the dollars and cents of the general budget and appropriations and look to try to find a way to get that done this week.
Senator Westfield, your standpoint, what have you seen in the budget?
I agree with everything Stan just said. There are some really good things that came over in the House budget, but some other issues that I know both the Senate's going to work on, and we all know this, and the House members know this, that wasn't the final version of the document. The conference committee will meet and discuss and hammer out details. But we've had really good discussions. I've participated this week in those budget conversations with some of my colleagues in the Senate. I want to make sure that our SEEK funding is good and doesn't drop, but it goes up as much as we can possibly do. I want to make sure our pension contributions are as strong as we've made them the last two budgets, the last 4 years. I want to make sure that if there are opportunities to increase wages for state workers, that we do that and do it based on greatest need first. There are a couple of places where you can make an argument where the need is greater. One of the things that has been a subject of discussion is obviously are the teacher raises that the governor proposed during his campaign. I'd like to make sure if we do raises for teachers that we also include classified staff. I don't think it should be limited just to the educators, but the people who are driving the buses, serving the meals, cooking the meals, and helping everything else function the way that schools are supposed to function. But one thing that's going to be a part and a factor of our conversations for the next couple of weeks is how this virus and the shutdown of things and the economic impact of all these things has on the state's bottom line. We've got, as of yesterday afternoon, there were 69 districts. Every school district, every public school district has shut down or is now shut down for at least 2 weeks, if not three or four, building it in here with spring break. But you've got 69, as of yesterday afternoon, 69 school districts had applied to the department for the use of NTI days or an NTI program. That's the non-traditional instruction day, the sort of snow day sort of thing that was developed a couple of years ago. How the cost effect or the effects of our shutdowns and having to still make certain ends meet changes things, and how our economic engine has been hit by this affects our revenue for the state is a big deal. There's a whole another layer of variables with this budget that we haven't had to contend with before, so it'll be an interesting debate. Apart from the budget, I'm not sure what other bills will pass. We've between both chambers introduced just shy of 1,000 bills. You've heard me talk every week we've been in here, almost every week in here, sure, about Marcy's Law. I don't know if any constitutional amendments are going to make it. What, guys, we've done, what, 45 days or 46 days? Yeah. If we met every last day that we've got, we don't have much time to begin with. But now we've got 2 days down, two fewer calendar days to gavel in, and I don't know what whether or not other things are going to make it. We're gonna spend a lot of our time on the budget, and whatever else after that we absolutely got to get done, we'll work on. But I think we have to prioritize those things now. I certainly hope Marcy's Law is one of them.
Right.
But you know, 138 reasonable minds can and often do differ about what priorities we should have.
Obviously, you know, as we work toward that, and any thoughts on the budget, Representative Dawson, and we'll check with Representative Thomas and Representative Becker once you get done.
Well, I feel pretty really confident that we will there will be several more things that will come through. Excuse me, right there. One of the things that went with the days that we were off, both Friday and then being off this following Monday, we did have 2 days at the end of the month, that a Friday and a Monday that we were going to take. So I think that gives us a little bit of space right there. I know that I was in the office yesterday morning myself. I know Stan and Whitney were actually working there within the Senate budget, reviewing that. And I know the transportation budget, I know that was being worked on as well there within the House. So one of the important things, and as Whitney mentioned, we're going to have to also take into consideration the impact fiscally, how what we're dealing with this virus, how it's going to impact not only state level but local governments as well, because when you look at the state basketball tournament, both boys and girls not being played there in Lexington, how that's going to impact on their revenue, concerns about what might be going on there with the Kentucky Derby. I know that I am seeing some of their pre-Derby events have been canceled. So we'll have to take that all into consideration. One of the most important things that we can't do is put the budget, and then come back with a road plan and leave without the 10 veto days. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to be adamant on that, because if something were to happen, we lost those veto days, you could see road projects here that need to come to Western Kentucky that could all end up being located in Louisville or the Lexington area, and I don't want that. We've got a job that we'll do, and I'm confident we're all going to do everything we can to make sure that it's as good a budget and as good a road plan, and then the other legislation. One thing Whitney mentioned about the 1,000 bills, one thing I have seen in the House, and I'm sure you're seeing it there, there are less number of bills than that have been filed in the House than what normally. There's probably about 200 less bills that have been filed. And we were getting very close to having what bills had come through committee. We had those pretty well caught up Thursday. So I think we're making really good headway with the time that we've got. And as Whitney mentioned, and Stan will comment as we go through here on this budget, changes will be made of what was sent from the House to the Senate, and then they'll go into the conference committees once they come back, and we'll get all that ironed out. But I have confidence we'll do our job.
Sure. You know, you mentioned that, and noted yesterday they went to a restaurant for lunch. And about a third of the people that are normally in that restaurant were there for lunch yesterday. Obviously, I'm sure probably because I'm concerned there.
Absolutely. And I have reached out to some of my small business owners here close to home, and they're always good resources for me to be able to get information to see how their business is holding up. And they felt good as of Thursday when I spoke to them. They weren't being hit too hard. As I said, you start looking, as a small business owner myself, you start worrying about that impact, because people, if they're off of work, we have parents right now that's children will be out of school for the next 3 weeks. They had to have to line up daycare for those for their children. So it will have a fiscal impact on not only the state, local governments, but in our own pocketbooks at home as well.
Absolutely. Representative Beckler, Representative Thomas, any you guys' thoughts there?
Well, go ahead, Mark.
Go ahead.
Lynn.
Thanks. I was just going to say that the conversation we're having now shows why we have to have a committee to resolve budget issues. And I say that because this is the fourth budget that I've had the opportunity to work on, and it is by far the best budget I've seen out of the House. So I don't think the Senate should change a word, personally. Now, I know that Senator Westerfield and Senator Humphreys have a little bit different take on it, but I really do think it's a good budget. The libraries were mentioned by Senator Westerfield. And one of the things that I haven't heard too much about on libraries, and I've also talked to the folks in libraries who were concerned about it and want more money. But if you actually take a look at what is in the budget that we passed, it said that no general fund money should go for operational expenses. There was money in there for construction, but there are, in addition to general fund expenses or general fund money, there are restricted funds and federal funds. And there is nothing in the budget that would preclude libraries from using restricted and federal funds for their operation. So I think it's it's just not quite right to say that, but the libraries haven't received any money. I think that the budget itself has increased SEEK funding, maybe not to the level that the Senate would like it to be. The budget that we passed also fully funded the ARC, and the point I want to make about that is there is no law that says that the General Assembly is required to match the ARC. The ARC is an independent, it's the actuarial required contribution, and that is determined by independent folks on the pension board saying that this is the money we need to get it up to a particular level that we, the board, feels is sufficient. Every year, the state has gone ahead, at least since I've been there, rather, we have gone ahead and we have funded what is statutorily required. And in the past 4 years, the 2 years for the 2017 budget, I think that we, or the 2016 budget, rather, didn't do it, but the 2018 budget and what we have said for this year is we are going to 100% fund the ARC, the pension ARCs. With regard to teacher raises, I want to point out that in the governor's campaign, he indicated $2,000 per teacher raise. What he proposed was not a $2,000 per teacher raise. It was a one-time $2,000 stipend that would have absolutely no effect on the salary, the future salaries of teachers, nor would it have any effect on their pension, what they would get from pension. What the House budget did was propose a 1% raise for every public employee, teachers, certified, road workers, etc. And I think that that was a much more reasonable approach because that one, and we did it for both years. So if you just take, under an arbitrary number, let's say that a teacher was earning $50,000 a year, and I'm not saying that any or all do, but for figuring, if a teacher, for example, earned $50,000 a year, or any public worker earned $50,000 a year, the first year they would get a $500 raise, and then the second year, because of the laws of compounding, they get a $505 raise. And that goes not only toward increasing their salary, their base salary every year, it also increases what they will be able to get when they get the pension. So I think that all kidding aside from, you know, teasing the Senate that they should just accept our budget, I do feel that the budget that the House provided is an excellent budget. I'm sure, as was said, that reasonable minds can disagree on issues, but I'm confident and hopeful that the changes that are going to be made are not substantial. And the last thing that I will say is that we also passed the legislative budget, and in that budget there are no raises for legislators. Everybody else in the Commonwealth who is paid by the state or locally would get a 1% raise. And we are not taking any money for our pension. The money that would statutorily have gone to our pension has been put over into the state police pension. We also have getting back to the general fund, I forgot about this, that we have a 5% raise in there for social workers. And we've allocated 100 additional slots for social workers to take a look at the issues we have with foster care and all the problems we have with children in the Commonwealth. We hope to be able to pass the road budget, and I would hope also the judicial budget in the coming week. I probably talked longer than I should have, so I'll just leave it there.
Representative Thomas, your thoughts?
Yes, sir. Well, y'all have the budget pretty well covered. I do want to just mention one thing. I had a visit with Terrence Davis, and some of the Boys and Girls Club came up this week, and Sandra and I got to go listen to their speeches and go to their dinner in the evening, and they are doing a phenomenal job. This is a new line item that has been put in the budget, and I'm hoping the Senate will keep it in there. But it puts $500,000 into the Boys and Girls Club across Kentucky to help fund some of these after-school programs. They are just doing a tremendous job, and I do want to make sure that stays in there. I'm going to switch to something a little bit different.
Okay.
Today, since I wasn't able to make it down, we are doing Feeding Kentucky. And as this coronavirus issue kind of goes across the nation or so, this is more needed than ever. We usually, this is done through the Aaron McNeil House. We're doing it at the old county or Western Kentucky Fairgrounds. You have to be a resident of Christian County, but there is a similar program down in Trigg County, and I'm sorry if I don't know those dates or anything.
Okay. But is that through Helping Hands? Well, Representative Thomas, Help Through Helping Hands?
This is Feeding Kentucky, Helping Hands. Tamara Sandberg from up in Frankfort, they instigate this okay, program. Right. And right now, today, we're handing out 550 food boxes that wow. we're setting in cars. It's kind of a drive-through,
mm-hmm.
and it's a wonderful program. But remember, it's the second Saturday in Christian County at the fairgrounds, and it will be for 6 months while the Boys and Girls Club is kind of doing some remodeling. It's no questions asked. Basically, you just have to show an ID that you live in the state of or the Christian County area, and we will set these boxes of food in there. We have fresh pears this month and frozen chicken breast and a lot of other good items. So it's a great program. Passed through in, I was happy to carry a bill or two on the House floor, and we are starting to prioritize our bills that we do want to try to get through this session due to this coronavirus outbreak. We're not sure how many days we're still going to have or if there's going to be some legislators that could actually come down with it. So we're trying to take every precaution that we can. But we are trying to prioritize, some of the bills. And we were able to pass on the floor the Child Custody Deployment Act. It's kind of a uniform Child Custody Act. And what this does with Fort Campbell sharing the Tennessee border and Kentucky border, Tennessee's already adopted it. And it's basically a big compact that sets guidelines if a service member is deployed of what will happen when they get back and try to get custody back of their child or so.
Mm-hmm.
So that passed the House. We're hoping Senate will go ahead and move that through. I know we all feel like we have priority bills.
Sure, sure.
But I think that was a really good one with Fort Campbell and Fort Knox in Kentucky. This will really help our military dependents and soldiers.
Absolutely. So Representative Thomas, thank you so much. And Representative Beckler, anything else you'd like to talk about while we got you on this morning?
Nope, I think we've covered it all.
Very good, gentlemen.
You don't want me to talk for an hour and a half.
Yeah. Gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us by telephone. Representative Walker Thomas, Representative Lynn Beckler, thank you so much. Look forward to visiting with you guys again next week, okay?
Y'all have a blessed day.
Look forward to it.
And Representative Senator Stan Hufford, Representative Myron Dossett, and Representative Whitney Westfield joining us this morning. Well, Senator, anything else on your mind today as we wrap things up?
No, I guess not, Alan. I just, just know that where we are and these are... Everything we've talked about is still subject to change, and I think that the LRC staff, leadership in both House and Senate, will be reviewing where we are mm-hmm. based on numbers first part of the week, and if any additional changes that come, we'll let you know.
Very good. Representative Dawson?
Well, I think just to let everyone know is we're hitting some trying times right now, and I think it's important to everyone to say a prayer. I think we're going to be fine. I've got faith in what the Lord has in store for us.
Absolutely. And for Representative Whitney Westfield, Senator Whitney Westfield, Representative Myron Dossett, and Senator Stan Humphries, all the folks participating in our program today, I'm Alan Watts. Thanks for joining us for Legislative Update.